Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are people that scoff at something like that. They said, are you trying to get us to believe in magic? No. God created the heavens and the earth. He created the laws of nature. He knows things you don't know. He knows things the best scientists in the world don't know. He knows how to arrange and rearrange molecules. He knows how to cause His power to interact with substances and change their formation, change their nature, change their function. If He created it, He can adjust it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Sure. The waters were healed. Somebody say, the waters were healed. The waters were healed. The today's English version says, put some salt in a new bowl and bring it to me. They brought it to him. Salt. You ever heard about salt before? Salt in the New Testament. It's a type of the life of God in the believer. We are the salt of the earth now. It's a type of the preserving power of God. And he threw the salt in the water. And he said, this is what the Lord said. I'll make this water pure. It'll not cause any more deaths or miscarriages. And that water has been pure ever since, just as Elisha said it would be. What happened? It was killing people. It was causing sickness. It was causing miscarriages and problems. What happened? The power of God. They released faith by acting on what God said in casting that salt in there. But it wasn't just the salt. The power of God got involved in that.
Right.
And what was evil and destructive was neutralized. He's done this over and over again. Look in the fourth chapter, 2 Kings 4 and 38. Elisha came again to Gilgal. There was a dearth. There was a famine, drought in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his servant, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. I guess he didn't have many lessons in cooking. He went and got the bad mushrooms. And verse 41, well, back up to 40, I moved too quick. They poured it out for the men to eat. And it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, oh, man of God, there's death in the pot. They've been poisoned. And they couldn't eat it. I guess they felt the effects of it. They thought, oh, we've been poisoned. Verse 41, he said, bring meal. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. Now, it took faith for them to eat some more of it, didn't it? He said, I spoke over it, and I threw some meal in it. A lot of folks would say, well, okay. I'm going out to eat. But there was a drought. There's no option. People are starving to death. What happened? There was poison in the pot. What did the power of God do?
Neutralized
that. So that, said out loud, there was no harm.
No harm.
In the pot. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise
God. Go with me to the book of Acts. I tell you, I'm not ready to go to the book of Acts. Go to Daniel, the third chapter. Thank you, Lord. Daniel 3, he spoke this to me a couple of weeks ago, and it's a very significant lesson. Daniel 3 is the account of the young men. King James calls them Hebrew children, but they were young men. What were their names? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And when the king built his great statue and commanded everybody to fall down and worship, they wouldn't do it. And when people came and told him, said they didn't bow down. And so he called them, and they had favor with the king and with the court. And he wanted to give them another chance, which he didn't have to do, and most of the time probably wouldn't have done. He said, basically, I'm going to give you another chance when the music plays. If you'll fall down and worship me, worship my statue, everything will be okay. If you don't, you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace, and who is that God that can deliver you out of my hand? And man, they stood up and they were bold. And they said, we want you to know our God whom we serve, he is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Oh, it made him mad. Because nobody talks to the king like that. And he made him so mad, he commanded that the furnace be heated up, what was it, 7 times hotter than it had ever been heated before. And they tied him up in all their clothes, you know, make sure they'd burn real good. And the mighty men of the army grabbed them and ran to the furnace and threw them in. And the order was hasty. The king said, get them in there now. Get them in there right now. Oh, he's livid. He's in a rage. And the order was so insistent that the men grabbed and they got too close to the heat. And it killed the ones that threw them in. And then when they threw them in, something happened that nobody expected, except they had decreed that the Lord could and would deliver them. Daniel 3:25, the king said, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire. Well, that's interesting because they only threw in 3. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. He didn't look like an ordinary man to him. Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. How many think his tone has changed? You servants of the Most High God, come here. Come out of there. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, the governors, the captains, the king counselors, being gathered together, saw these men. Now, he had gathered these dignitaries from all over the known world to honor him. God used it. Because what they saw was a miracle of God instead of making a big deal out of Nebuchadnezzar, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. Somebody say, had no power, had no power. Nor was a hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Now this is astonishing. Right? The heat and the fire killed the men that threw them in. And it burned the ropes off of them. And they're walking around in it, didn't burn their clothes, didn't singe their hair. And when they came out, you could have smelled their jacket and you couldn't smell any smoke. That's right. Nothing. That's right. What happened? What happened? The power of God insulated them. They were in, they weren't just in the fiery furnace. They were in the presence of the Lord, and his presence extended around them so that that fire couldn't touch them, couldn't get to them. And what the Lord quickened to me is that everybody wants to be delivered from the fiery furnace. It's much more comfortable to be delivered from the fiery furnace. But it won't impress our children in their classes if we tell them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they prayed and said, Lord, change Nebuchadnezzar's mind so he doesn't throw us in. And Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, I won't throw him in. And the kids will look at you and go, okay, can we have a cookie? Not so impressed. Being delivered is good. Don't get me wrong. Thank God for it. It's good. It's great. But it gives God more glory when you're delivered out of the midst of the fiery furnace. It's with situation after situation after situation. We would rather not have to deal with it. We'd rather not have to go through it. But do you want God to get some glory, or you want Him to get a lot of glory? Come on, anybody want Him to get a lot of glory? A lot of glory. Because when you tell the little kids about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they tied them up, and they heated this thing up hotter than it ever been, and they're thinking, ooh, they're going to throw them in? No, they're not going to throw them in. Yeah, they're going to throw them in? No, surely not. Yeah, they ran, and they threw them inside the pizza oven. They threw them inside the, no, not inside. Yes, inside. No, yes. You got their attention. They're not even thinking about cookies right now. You might know what I'm talking about? Is it a greater testimony? Does it give God more glory? And they stood up in the middle of it? Yes, because the Lord was in there with them. Ooh, He was in there with them. No singeing, no burning, no smelling of smoke. They had no hurt. Everybody say, no hurt. There was no hurt. There was no harm in the pot. There was no hurt in the water. There was no hurt in the fire, in the middle, midst of the burning fiery furnace. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more comfortable if it misses you by 300 miles. Yeah, it is. We're all for that. But actually, it's a greater testimony when you're right in the middle of it and you don't even have the smell of smoke on you. Can anybody say glory to God? Glory to God? Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me